Hello and welcome to another edition of Bacardi's Balls to the Wall podcast.
Party!
The podcast that brings you all things football in Mzansi and beyond. I'm Bacardi editor John T. Mark and I'm joined today by, as usual, football writer Sibonga Senigumbi. Good day, sir.
Yes, how are you, John T.?
I'm well, thank you. And football writer Tebo Ntsoelengwe. Good day, Mr. Ntsoelengwe.
Good day, John T. And good day to the listeners.
Okay, we may as well call this the Kaiser Chips episode. Sometimes, you know, we come on here and we talk about football and it's all very well, but, you know, we have to create our own material, if you like. We have to create our own colour, our own sort of build up and talk ins and, you know.
And some jokes just write themselves.
Yeah, and some jokes just write themselves. So, in the week that Kaiser Chiefs launched their own brand of potato chips, which come in three flavors, and which probably are quite tasty, and which is a good marketing exercise.
I've tasted them.
Have you?
Tomato flavor is the best for me.
Tomato is the best. There you go.
Kaiser Chiefs tomato flavor.
New and exclusive. I don't think they're even on the market yet, are they?
No, they're not. They said mid-month.
Yeah. In the week that Kaiser Chiefs launched their own brand of crisps, they then lose at home to Cape Town City on a Tuesday evening at FNB Stadium. Kenny Samayo getting the only goal. Cape Town City, whose social media is probably the best in South Africa, let's be honest, then produced their own packet of crisps on, well, a picture of it. I don't think it actually exists. But maybe they should look at bringing it into the market. I'm sure it would be quite popular with other fans. It's called 3 Points Crisps. Cape Town City have beaten, I think, Chiefs in their last four meetings or something like that in the league. Mm. Eric Tinkler, the coach, every time. He's clearly got one over Emma Corsi there. But yeah, it's another week where Chiefs marketing department has perhaps slayed, if you like, but Chiefs football team has most certainly not. And Molefe Ntseki, his job is surely under threat now.
Yeah.
Mr. Gumby, you watched the game. What were your thoughts? I know you in your match report you said it was quite a good game. Or sorry, that Chiefs played quite well, but
yeah,
surely the writing's on the wall here now.
Maybe Ntseki could be redeployed to marketing manager for the new venture. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Are you saying this is harsh to say he should be the official potato chip salesman for Kaiser Chiefs?
Yeah, but on a serious note, you can see what he's doing.
Mm.
It's just unfortunate that I feel that sometimes he hurries his decisions. He should have continued with the same team that played Sekou Kone.
Mm.
I know that he has pressure and maybe also he's too enthusiastic about Mthethwa because he's their marquee signing and the supporters want to see him. So he hurried to jump him in. He should have brought him in the second half like he did in the game against Sekou Kone, you know, and not disturb this combination that Matt and Castillo were establishing because they were learning that Matt sits back, Castillo goes up, and then Castillo sits back, Matt goes up. They exchange like that. They were getting it. They were getting that understanding. And now suddenly comes Mthethwa, and now Ntseki wants Matt and Castillo to be offensive and not sit back. And it's going to take time for them to adapt to that now, to change their mentality, to say, oh, okay, now I don't have to worry much about staying back. I don't have to see if Castillo is going, then I sit back or whatever, and I can just go when I please, as I please, because Mthethwa is there. So it's going to take some time. I think he should not have used it yesterday and used it at training in the next few weeks because they are not playing until the end of the month, you know. They have a lot of time to train and play friendly games and get it going there, to adapt there before official games, especially against Cape Town City, a side you know always has one over you. And I think Tinkler was listening to him when he was explaining how, because I did a story just now on how Ntseki wanted to use them, the three of them together. So I'm sure that Tinkler must have read that and saw that space that, okay, I can use this now. Because they are going to be coming at us, so we can sit back and watch them and just catch them on the counter, and it happened.
Yeah, Kenny Samayo, as we said, getting a goal, a good header. He seems to be back in form now for Cape Town City, Tsepo. He perhaps didn't start the season so well with the rumours of him being signed by Mamelodi Sundowns. Now that the transfer window's shut, maybe he's been able to settle down. I did see after he scored a goal the other day, I think he went over to Lebo Manyama as well, the Cape Town City assistant coach. So perhaps we're seeing the influence of Manyama as well helping Kenny Samaya.
I mean, we all know what Manyama has done, you know, in the past during his, you know, playing days. And obviously, you know, I'm sure Mayo knew as well, you know, that he did deliver good for the team. And for him to be guided by such an experienced player, a former player, you know, who has done very well, who has even won the top scorer award in the PSL, it says a lot to him. I even saw the way he celebrated, you know, after the game. He was so happy, and it says a lot about, you know, what he wants to achieve at Cape Town City. And, you know, the way he's going, I think, with the influence of Manyama, I think he will be able to help him, you know, to be able to, you know, probably get the top scorer award at the end of the season, because this is what he has done before, especially at the same club, Cape Town City. So, you know, Mayo is a very good player, and the way Tinkler, you know, has been able to beat Kaizer Chiefs. I think, according to the stats, I think he has beaten Kaizer Chiefs 12 times, you know, in the 12 times that he has faced them. So it says a lot about, you know, Tinkler knowing Chiefs very well. So, again, I mean, it was pretty, you know, not good for Kaizer Chiefs fans, because especially after launching the Kaizer Chiefs. Because now a lot of fans are now, you know, calling them Kaizer Chiefs, because we seem like they are a snack to every team now.
Well, just to be clear, Kaizer Chiefs did not call their chips Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs
is what fans are calling it. Kaizer Chiefs
is what fans have derogatorily referred to Chiefs as for quite a while now, mainly since they have spent the last 8 years without winning a trophy. I'm not sure quite what the reference means. Are they just chips because their chips are kind of basic staple diet food? Are they chips because you can snack on them. They're an easy snack, right? Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and John, that Manyama thing, I think what's allowed Tinkler to do is it's allowed them to play the good cop, bad cop kind of situation at City, because with Tinkler alone there, you could see that at some point he wanted to lay the blame on his players, but then he would control himself and say, oh, you know what, we'll work on this, you know. So now with Manyama, they know that they've got somebody that they'll run to when he starts shouting and does all these things, because I even remember yesterday he even said he doesn't want the players to feel too comfortable with Manyama, to think that he's there just to be their friend. He'll also at some point need them to perform, because it's allowed him that they have somebody that they run to when it starts being hard. And so it's allowing him to be hard and drill them accordingly, because they know that they've got somebody that will come and say, oh, but no, coach, no, it's fine, we'll work on this and just ease the situation. So I think it works very well, because they have an understanding, they've worked together for a while. So, because you need somebody that you trust if he's going to come and play that role in your team. It's not somebody that will at some point say, but you guys can see that this guy's not good for you. He's always shouting at you. And you know, so you know, and somebody that is not after your job, but that is there to help you and learn from you, and you grow together.
And again, it helps for players, because now what Manyama does, he becomes sort of like a middleman. So like Bo just said, you know, the players can cry to Manyama, and Manyama can relate the message to Tinkler, because he just recently, you know, retired from football. He knows the players' struggles, so it becomes easy for players to, you know, to go to talk to him and make their job simple.
And I think that's two wins in two and a bounce back for Cape Town City. So they're looking good. With Manyama's influence seems to already be rubbing off on the players. So they're looking good going forward. Chiefs, on the other hand, another defeat. We touched on it in the beginning. How long do you see management giving Ntseki? I mean, obviously, we've seen that they brought in Kevin Johnson as head of academy. These technical directors being brought in. I mean, we saw it with Cape Town Spurs only this week, that they appointed their technical director as temporary head coach once they fired Sean Bartlett. But you know, how far do you see the management sticking with Ntseki now? I mean, it certainly wasn't a popular choice, you might say, as Chiefs head coach in the first place. It was a surprise to everyone. I don't think anyone really expected it. So is he he's not had much club coaching experience in terms of being a head coach. He coached Bafana, we know that. He's liked, you know, we can see that as a father figure by players at the club. But is that enough?
The problem, I think, is like I said at the beginning, that he lacks that, you know, I don't know how to term it, that cutthroat decision making, you know, to say, okay, as much as I'm your father, but the rules are rules. If I say you do this, you do this, you know, so that he makes sure that everybody toes the line, everybody plays according to the plan. And maybe that's where his lack of experience comes in. But he's loved. The players, you can see, they are responding to him. But the club know that the supporters are not warming up to him. And they're already in trouble because of what's happened. And they know it's likely to happen again because, unfortunately for him, the cups are just coming in thick and fast because just next month again, or even later this month, another cup starts. So, you know, it's going to be difficult for him because if he gets knocked out of that cup, then it says he's not doing anything better. So, yeah, I had hoped that he would get to the final of this one, MTN, so that he eases that pressure that, okay, at least I got to the final, so let's see the next one, how far we go. Because now he needs to go as far in the next one as well. If he doesn't, I don't see him coming back after the January break with the AFCON coming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chiefs do have a tendency to stick with coaches a bit longer than some other clubs. Chipper United and some other clubs. But we'll have to see what happens there in terms of Ntseki because, you know, I can't see it lasting if it carries on like this.
Just imagine for him if Jose Rivero is already under pressure at Pirates and he's in final just because he lost out in the CAF Champions League and he's already under pressure. So just imagine for Ntseki.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's touch on that. Because obviously Pirates are in action as we speak Wednesday. They're in action against AmaZulu this evening, so we're not going to talk about that game.
It's been postponed.
It's been postponed.
Please cut this, Sean. But what I'll say is Pirates game has been postponed. If it's not been cut, if the producer doesn't cut it. I've just found out that the Pirates game has been postponed, presumably because of the MTN 8 final. Well, that's my own silly ignorance there. But anyway, the Pirates are not in action. They are playing the MTN 8 final against Mamelodi Sundowns on Saturday evening at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. Jose Rivero, we'll start with Pirates going into this game on the back of not four successive defeats, let's be clear. They won that game against Joanneng on the weekend.
But they lost on penalties.
Yeah, but even under give you the science. Even under FIFA rules, a penalty shootout defeat is classified as a draw.
Ooh.
So Pirates won that game, but
in terms of stats it doesn't count.
It goes as a draw. But it's not been great for Pirates in the last few weeks. And it started with that game, that first leg of the Champions League in Gaborone, where Rivero fielded a weakened team. We've talked about this on the podcast before, and we said it could backfire, and it absolutely backfired. They lost to Sundowns in the week. They then lost to Stellenbosch, even though they sneaked into the MTN 8 final, which that we talked about. And then, obviously, the Joanneng game did not go their way. Now, I think it's a bit ridiculous from a personal point of view that Rivero's under pressure, but the fans are upset, or certain sections of the fans are clearly upset. Certainly, our understanding as Bacardi is that he's not directly under threat himself at the moment in his job. But it's an interesting situation because he won the MTN 8 last season. He won the Nedbank Cup. He's got another chance. If he beats Sundowns on Saturday, then, you know, I mean, from one extreme to the other, he'll be lauded as another trophy winner.
Yeah.
At the same time, not qualifying for the group stages of the Champions League is quite embarrassing. Well, very embarrassing for Pirates. And losing to Joanneng, who are a good team. And congratulations to Moreno Ramawera-Boli, a South African coach, and his troops for managing to pull that off. But it's an embarrassment for
Orlando Pirates. What makes it even more embarrassing is that the Botswana league has not even started.
Exactly. Mm.
And you can see, I saw a picture of their goalkeeper when he was celebrating.
Mm.
And he's out of shape.
So they were raw and out of shape. And
so that's what makes it even worse for Rivero. I think maybe we don't know. Maybe inside the club the talk was that we don't need this Champions League run now. We need to reestablish ourselves locally.
You know, I can't believe that. Not with a club like Pirates.
The way they lost, it's like they just never ignited.
But they put so much weight in their history of winning that Champions Cup.
Because even in that 95. First, in first game against that unknown team, it wasn't really.
Yeah, I think
it wasn't a fire. The Pirates that you know.
No, but I think it's both. To be honest, I think that's where they got it wrong. I think they took joining in the first leg very lightly.
Yeah,
they took that game very lightly, and like you said, you know, joining are still on a preseason. They even started the league yet. So Pirates went very heads. You know, we've big hits because they were on a consistent run of winning games. I think 7 games on a on a winning streak. So they went into that game and they took that game very lightly. So that's where they lost it. Because when you if you look at the second leg, all Joining did was defend. They were very defensive, and they were very solid at the back. And that's what helped them. Pirates did create a lot of chances. They could have scored a lot of chances. You know, there was even this. One glorious opportunity that, you know, Zakelele Pasa even missed, you know, close from the post. So Paris did, you know, give a lot of effort in the second leg, but it was unfortunate because Joining was very solid at the back. So to say that Paris did not really, you know, want to give it their all in the Champions League, I don't think it's the case, because they did want to, you know, want to make it to make a statement, because Jose Ribeiro was, you know, he was always, you know, talking about, you know, making a mark in the Champions League, sure, because he wanted to see the team doing well. So that's why a lot of fans are so angry with him. And, you know, the section of fans, you know, at O'Parents now, they are putting him under pressure, and he has to redeem himself by winning the MTN 8 against Mamelodi Sundowns this weekend. They have forgotten now that this is the very same person that won them 2 trophies last season.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think Jose Rivera has done very well, you know, for Pirates.
Yeah.
It's a pity that results have not been, you know, coming their way in the last 4, you know, 3 games.
Mm.
And to be honest, the way I look at it, I even wrote it on the TP, you know, they've been relying on...
The TP is the talking point.
The talking point, yeah, on the talking point.
In the Citizen newspaper on Thursday. Buy it.
Thing is, like, Pirates, you know, for the past 2 years, Pirates have always, you know, have this, you know, squad that has potential to do well, you know, to go with Sundowns. But just like now, you know, Zakelele Pasa has been scoring goals for them. But now, since Zakelele Pasa has stopped scoring goals, there's no one who can save the team. Zakelele Pasa hasn't scored in the last 4 games. And Pirates hasn't, the last game was a draw, like you said. But, you know, Zakelele Pasa hasn't scored in the last 4 games.
That even goes down as a win, but yeah. Because they won 1-0.
Well, yes. Yeah, they won't be
technically.
But now, Zakelele Pasa hasn't scored, and now Pirates are not getting, you know, the desired results. So that's just the problem. We just need to get it right up front. And now the talk now is that, you know, Tsopato Mabasa might come back.
You know, my understanding is that that Mabasa situation is a season long loan deal. I'm not sure how you break that without. I suppose you'd have to financially compensate Swallows.
Yeah, you can break it in the January transfer window. You
probably have to compensate Swallows.
But I think for me, the problem here, the doubts come from Rivero's lack of emotion. You know, he doesn't show any emotion. I think that's how he is, but it's bad also for his. Maybe he doesn't understand South African football, that fans want to read your face. They want to see that you are also angry. They want to see that you are also sad. They want to see that you are also happy when we're winning. So Jose is always the same. Like, he's lost. This is a big loss, but he's like,
thing is, like, he doesn't show emotions, but when he talks, you can feel the emotions. You can feel that this guy is angry.
I think he's emotional in his own way.
He is, yes. He doesn't show on the face, but when he talks, you can tell how. You know what, this guy is.
Yeah, but after such a big loss, you want a coach to be angry, to show it on TV that I'm angry. I did not like this, you know. Not like, okay, so we tried this, it didn't work. And like, no, dude, show us that.
I personally wouldn't hold Rivera's emotions against him. What I would say is his team selection, as we've said, was not appropriate for a Champions League game. And you know, it didn't work. And you know, he's perhaps, you know, if they can finish in the top 2 in the DStv Premiership this season, he'll have a chance to revisit that next season if he's still at the club. Yes, you know. But yeah, Pirates have it all to do.
So right now, you think that Mamila has more chance of staying because it's cheaper than
Rivera has it. I don't know about Mamila. It's an interesting one. He survived longer than most chipper coaches, let's be honest. So we'll see with that one. But yeah, Mamelodi Sundowns are the opponent for Orlando Pirates. They've already beaten Pirates, as we said, this season in the league. And in fact, they haven't lost a game yet. They have a 100% record in the DStv Premiership. They sort of which also, you know, this reflects very badly on Pirates as well. They basically walked blindfolded into the, you know, into the Champions League group stages without, you know, 6-0 on aggregate. Okay, the team maybe were worse than Dwenning. We don't know. I can't compare the Burundian League with the Botswana League because let me be quite honest, I don't think I've seen a game in either. They do seem to be on a level above everyone else in South Africa. It is, though, a one-off match. It is a cup final. Yeah. Is there a chance of Pirates here, or do we see Sundowns? Because they didn't win it last season. They tend to want to win everything, and they have that greed for trophies that, you know, that clubs like that need. So do you see them? Do you see Sundowns just winning again? Boring?
Yeah, but I think they can, based on what I heard. They were going to say after the game against Pirates that they are now trying different ways of playing. They have games where they'll be more physically aggressive, like they were against Pirates, which upset the Pirates players and played right into Sundowns, you know, hands, because they wanted the Pirates players to be angry. So they just went hard on them physically, and they started complaining to the referee and losing focus on what's at, on the job at hand. So I think that's a strategy that Sundowns will want to use in the Champions League, especially in the group stages where it gets even tougher. So they want to have that. So if they use that again against Pirates, because these Pirates players are easily triggered, you just commit two fouls and the referee ignores and they lose it. They throw their toys out of the court, and that's where you find them, and then they lose focus, and Sundowns never lose focus, and they play their own way, and they get you. If they do that, then they'll do it. But if Pirates are clever enough this time around and say, okay, you know what, it's a once-off game, and do like they did last season to Sundowns, and do like Stellenbosch did to Sundowns in that Nedbank Cup game, then why not?
You know what, the good thing is that there's just this lot of, you know, positivity, you know, in the Pirates camp. You know, yesterday I was at Rennes Stadium, and the way, you know, the players are feeling and the way the coach is feeling, we are quite motivated going to this final because yes, we want to defend the title, and we know that they lost to Sundowns in the league, so we want to revenge. So another thing is that they want redemption, like I said, you know, we want to redeem themselves from exiting the CAF Champions League. So going to this game, I see them having a chance. You know, I really do see them having a chance because now they know what will be coming up against against when we face Sundowns, because already they have lost to them, and that game was really physical. And the thing about Pirates players that, like Spoh said, they get a little bit frustrated a lot, especially when a team has scored. When we are trailing behind, we get a little bit frustrated. So that's one of the things that they need to fix, because Sundowns tends to score early goals. So once we become solid at the back, you know, in the early stages of the game, I think Pirates will get to defend this title.
Oh, interesting. Tipper thinks Pirates are going to do it. I guess there's always a chance in a one-off match like
this. And you know, a point that's worth mentioning here is that for the very first time, I think we're going to be seeing Chiefs and Pirates supporters sitting together and supporting each other.
Well, not the first, but Chiefs are obviously upset with Sundowns because of that goal, because, in inverted commas, that should have been ruled out.
You know why I'm saying that? The winning goal. I saw in that game against Stellenbosch, when Stellenbosch scored, a group of Chiefs fans were sitting together, and one of them tried to jump up to celebrate, and they pulled him down like to say, no, we don't celebrate today. Okay. We don't celebrate against Pirates today because we want them in the final to go into... To play Sundowns in the final. And
well, there was a clear penalty that Chiefs should have had at the end of that game, at the end of the semi-final.
That is unfortunate.
But these things happen.
I asked Ranga Chivaviro about it at Chiefs, and said it still hurts.
But I mean, Chiefs have had enough refereeing decisions go their way over the years for us not to worry too much.
They're going to kill you.
too much about that. But like in the league game, to be fair to Pirates, Ronan Williams could well have been red carded for a foul when he came hurtling out of his box. And I think brought the passer down. The referee didn't give a red. He gave a yellow, I think. And it could easily have been a red. So just take something like that. A refereeing decision goes your way. You know, you get a penalty.
You create your own luck.
Yeah. or something like that, you can rile Sundowns up. They can't be immune to that, you know. Relani's certainly got some antics there on the touchline, but you know he's certainly proving to be an astute coach, and we just have to wait and see what happens in that one. That's what time is kickoff on Saturday?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. on Saturday at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban.
I can already imagine the vibe there.
It's going to be cracking, I'm sure, down there in KZN. We can complain as much as we like about Durban getting all the finals, but they certainly do have an atmosphere whenever it is played down there. Yeah. And it is a lovely stadium. Okay, I think that's it for this week. Thank you to Spongiseni and Seppo for coming in, as usual. And please do like us on Facebook at Pakati with 3 A's. Follow us on Twitter at Pakati with 3 A's, and get your copy of Pakati supplement free when you buy the Citizen newspaper on a Tuesday. Also, buy the Citizen newspaper on Thursday if you want to see Tsepo's talking point about Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns.
Renting about Orlando Pirates.
And, buy the Citizen newspaper every day if you can. We'll see you next time. Cheers and bye.
Bye.
Bye.